When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, clout. So I sold a unit to an upscale builder that builds nothing but luxury homes. He could have went conventional for $9,000. He bought the unit for me for $19,000. And he calls me up and says, Phil, where's my unit? I go, Mr. Hatch, what are you talking about? He says, where's my unit? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, it's not here. I said, Mr. Hatch, I'm the second person on the planet that wants you to have that unit installed because I don't want to sell one unit to you. I want to sell a unit every time you build a house. Let me grab my field manager. Are you at the job site? He goes, yeah. I said, let me grab my field manager and we will drive out to your job site right now. Boom. I go, Dave, get in the car. So we get there and we're there with Mr. Hatch. And Mr. says, what's the problem? And Dave says, oh, Mr. Hatch, we're busy. And Mr. Hatch said, really? He goes, oh, we're busy. Mr. Hatch said, I can help you with that problem. I can cancel my order. I'll cancel my order. So I can help you with you. If your problem is that you're busy, I can help you. Cancel my order. And from that moment on, I said to myself, unless there's any other way to say it, don't tell anybody you're busy, because all you're telling them of whatever you're doing is more important than what you're talking to them about at that particular time.
Amen to that, brother. I hope y'all hear that. Tough. Well, shout out to all of you for being here. Thank you. I'm going to do my best attempt to give you as much value as possible. Deanna, you continue to be some other word that's not busy. And Grace and Deanna, Grace and Reggie are on a field trip. So that is something else there. Now, if you're new to this, this is our daily meetings. This is which we literally have these meetings for our company. And this time, I've already had a meeting with Grace and Reggie about, 11 o'clock last night. And then I had a good meeting with Deanna this morning. So I get to talk to all of you, tell you what we're doing, and then Deanna will chime in and stuff too. But she's driving, and I don't want her to be multitasking. First and foremost, the middle class is the enemy. The enemy of good. No, I already messed it up. The enemy of great is good. That's what Phil says. You are better than the middle. All of you should be fighting for prosperity. So let me say this here in a way that breaks this down extremely understandable. If you are marching, if you're protesting, if you are arguing, if you're posting about some issue, if you're fighting for women's rights, if you're fighting for gay rights, if you're fighting for the right to smoke marijuana, whatever you're fighting for, all those battles are peripheral battles. Now, I don't mean to tell you that your women's rights battles is not important to you. It's still peripheral. I don't mean to tell you that your civil rights battle is not important to you. It is peripheral.
There we go. The battle that all of you should be fighting is for prosperity. You could do so much more for your women's rights if you were rich. So much more for your civil rights if you were rich. So much more for the fight to this, because any fight that you're trying to take on the justice system or whatever that may be is going to cost money. Let me talk to my culture real quick. Yes, Jerome, Law, who else? Michelle, LaVon, Charmone, Deanna, before any of your mothers knew you were a boy or a girl, your mother knew you was black. You understand? Wealth is a peripheral battle. Wealth is a vertical battle. Any other battle is peripheral. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is extremely important for you all to recognize. So you need to go out there and fight for wealth as much as possible. Okay? Fight for wealth as much as possible. I'm trying to help you. Hopefully that helps. Hold on real quick. Now, that being said, what's your fight this week for wealth? What's your fight this week for wealth? That's the question I want you to be thinking about. That is the process I want you to be holding within your head. That's the question I want you to be thinking about. That's the question I want you to be fighting in your head. How are you fighting for wealth this week? Now, that's the theme of this meeting. It's what I want you to get. It's what I want you to understand. It's what I want you to hold on to. How are you fighting for wealth? What does that look like? It looks a certain way online, a certain way offline. It has an infinite possibilities of the way it looks. Your job is to fight for wealth. One more time. Ask yourself, how many different tasks that you are doing that has nothing to do with your wealth? Now you see my point. How you do anything is how you do everything, right? Your mindset infiltrates your business's success rate. If you have a middle-class mindset, you have a middle-class business system. All of you ask yourselves, how many tasks have I done since I woke up this morning, brushed my teeth, until now, and none of those things had anything to do with my prosperity? Think about that. And I want to say, and specifically for this call, I want to say prosperity being wealth. And right now I'm talking about money wealth. Prosperity is wholeness. You can't have a lot of money and poor relationships. Okay, so all this is understood. So I don't want to talk about anything right now but money. How many tasks did you do this morning that was not an income-producing task? Look at it. I already had this meeting with my team. What have you done today that was not an income-producing task? And just like, don't answer out loud. Have an internal, convicting conversation with yourself. How many tasks have you done this morning that has nothing to do with your wealth, money? I'm talking about money. And watch this. And then, what percentage of your day do you do that? Right. You're on autopilot. You want to get yourself off of autopilot. Just because something is important to someone else does not mean it's important to your supreme destiny. Some of you have to learn how to say no. Yep. Yep. Some of you have to understand that if you are volunteering for someone else consistently, you are also in their dreams consistently and not your own. I am attempting to drill into my team's head that wealth is the fight. If I can just consistently get them to have that on their minds every second of every day, they would do 95% less than what they're currently doing. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I suggest we add one other topic along with wealth.
That's fine.
Health.
What? Yes, absolutely health. So we could throw in health too. So when it comes to health, I'm going to steer it back to the wealth, because you can't have wealth without health, right? No sense in getting a lot of money and dying. It's like finding your soulmate after 51 years. You finally get married at 52. You did all that living. You found your soulmate and you die the next day. When you could have been married for 51 years to your soulmate, right? Or maybe 31, because you probably didn't get married at 6 months old. That's probably inappropriate. Health is important. Wealth is important. Think about this, y'all. I'm drilling into my team's head. I'm pushing into Deanna. Listen, ask yourself, how many tasks have you done today that will not determine anything for your prosperity in the future? Not your sons, not you, not anything. Think about that. And here's the fun thing. This is why I like communication so much, because I understand that every time one communicates, one must always know opposing viewpoints are coming back. If you can't handle opposing viewpoints, you should never develop an argument. And if you can't listen to someone else's opposing viewpoints, then you are just flat out ignorant, right? That's just the definition of the word, to be uneducated, uninformed, or unaware, just flat out. If you think liberals are ruining the world, you're ignorant. If you think conservatives are ruining the world, you're ignorant, right? If you have shut off any other option, you're not listening to opposing viewpoints anymore. That's just the way it is. That's not me saying that. That's just life, right? You can't just say, I'm right, Jerome's wrong. At that moment, I am not listening. I am now ignorant. It just is what it is. So I get by me telling you all that focusing on wealth, I know someone says, well, I am. Got you. So let's discover if you are. All right? By wealth or health and health, excuse me, I mean whatever the future you says it's the greatest thing you could ever possibly achieve. Whatever that is, success is individualized. Are you doing tasks to support that? Because let me tell y'all, it ain't that many tasks to support that. The wonderful thing is, you know, God loves you so much, all the tasks in your life will work out for your good. That's cool. All of that will work out. Every tear you ever cried, every abuse that ever happened to you, emotionally, spiritually, financially, sexually, all that stuff is going to work out for you. There's no doubt about it. I'm here because of a trash can. No doubt about it. I can tell you all, my team that is extremely successful is still spending most of their days doing things that do not tie directly into prosperity and wealth. Think about that. We're on fire over here, and I gotta have that message. What about you and your team? Think about that. If I have to motivate you, you're in the wrong industry. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you need no motivation. You can't sleep at night when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. you go to sleep and you say, let me just check one more email. How many of y'all do that? Let me just check one more email, see if I'm famous yet. Let me see if this record deal came through or something. I don't know what y'all do, but you get what I'm saying. Let me just check this one more.
Amen.
That's right. And then you go to sleep, and then you wake up at 3 a.m, 2 hours later, get up. You ain't did enough. Okay. Let me meditate there. When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, two things automatically happen. There's more, but there's two things most notably that automatically happens. When Steve is living the Steve genius, Steve don't care nothing about nobody else about their genius. Steve ain't jealous. Steve don't care. When Steve is 100% happy, everybody else can be 100% happy too. Wouldn't bother Steve. Wouldn't bother him at all. When you're having the best day of your life, you do not care that anyone else just got $1 million. You don't care. It's the best day of your life. It's actually the best day of your life. I'm so glad. Your success is making the best day of my life even better. As a matter of fact, I think because I'm having the best day of my life, that's why you won the lottery. You better be glad you saw me today. All right? Something like that. Every last thing that you should be doing should be focused on wealth. Now, your business has been alive. It's 8:15 Central Standard Time in the morning. So 08:15 hours in Texas where I'm at. So if you're in Central Standard Time, your business has been alive for 8 hours and 15 minutes. How many things have you done for the prosperity of your business in all that time? If you're in the UK, it's sun's going down. How many hours? That's more than 8 hours now, right? You're something that's 16, 17. If you're in India, sun just got up. There's an old man in my neighborhood. This is, Texas is funny. We have the old men and fix up cars and stuff that they grew up doing their parents were from the Great Depression. Parents from the Great Depression, which means they don't trust banks to this day. You just don't trust banks when your parents are from the Great Depression. And then these are black old men, so they don't trust the government and they don't trust the banks. Okay, right?
That's called the greatest generation right before the baby boomers. The greatest generation, then you had the baby boomers.
I didn't know that. So the greatest generation, that's their parents. And then, so this baby boomer, greatest generation, don't trust banks, don't trust the government. When he die, he gonna have $900,000 under his mattress in cash. Y'all know some folk like that, mofo, that just, you know, there's money in the TV, under the mattress, you go in their house, you know, every time you need something, they got it. This guy told me something one day I'll never forget. Then he said, Tony, if you went to sleep broke, you shouldn't have went to sleep. Now, of course, that'll ruin your health, but there's a point there. Okay? There is a point there. The point there is to be focused on income-producing activities, and you are in charge of your wealth. No one else. No one else. No one. Period. It's not going to happen. Do you understand? It's not going to happen. That being said, content. Actions. Here's what I know quite a few millionaires. I know two things about millionaires that I should probably write a book about. Or maybe Napoleon Hill already put it in a book. For one, millionaires just make extraordinary decisions. They move from extraordinary decision to extraordinary decision. These little things, they just move from extraordinary decision to extraordinary decision. But millionaires typically are moving from their next best move to the next best move. That's typically. They say no plenty of time, so there's a bonus one. But here's something else. They're just trying to make three to four fantastic decisions a day. That's it. Did y'all know that? Most of millionaires I know are just trying to make 3 to 4 fantastic decisions a day. Go ahead, Phil.
There's a book called The Millionaire Next Door, The Surprising Secrets of America's Wealthy by Tom Stanley.
It's a great book. It's a great book. What about it, Phil? Tell us about it. It's a great book.
Well, it talks about most millionaires, you don't know they're millionaires because they're smart.
Yeah. Y'all, you move from 3 to 4 major fantastic decisions. So I'm asking you, Jerome, Kiera, I'm asking you, were you focused this morning? I'm not saying you wasn't. I'm not. And the cool thing is, you attracted this conversation, so it meant you was vibrating at making great decisions. Even if you weren't thinking about it, you vibrating at it because you're having this conversation, all right? Like, so you're winning regardless, you understand? Even if you were unaware that you were vibrating at someone preaching in your ear about making 3 fantastic decisions, you're still here. So even if you weren't consciously thinking of that, you were vibrating at that. That's why you're in this reality. If not, you would be on another phone call, or you would have slept late or something, right? You would, the universe would have found somewhere else for you to be. But in all seriousness, you need to make fantastic decisions. Stop trying to make big decisions. Those don't change your life. They don't. Yesterday, I wanted an Ice Krispie treat, a Rice Krispie treat. Law, it looked like gold, white sugar gold. I picked it up, Jerome, I ain't gonna lie to you, I picked it up. Boy, let me tell you what, I picked the hell out. I picked this thing up, I ain't lying, and I said, I'm not gonna eat this. And this is what happened, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna eat this, and my hands opened it anyway. I had no control over it. Literally, it was like, I'm not going to eat this. And as I was saying, eat this, I ripped it that fast. And it ripped without no resistance. And I said to myself, now look at that. Now I'm saying one thing, and my doggone hands are saying the other thing. That's what I got. That's what happened. So I set it down. And I said, okay, what just happened? Let me, because I know doggone well I meant what I said. But my actions were more dominant than what I meant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead, Law, because I know you're going to lose reception. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on.
You know, the interesting thing about that is I was so excited because I was like, you know what? This is going to be my weekend. It's going to be cookies and cakes and stuff. And I went to the vegan bakery and I got a box of cakes and everything. But the satisfaction wasn't there like how I want it to be. It just, I don't know if it's because, you know, this past Lent I gave up that. Yep. Gave up sugar, gave up alcohol. And then I just did a juice cleanse about a week ago. So that crave of sugar, even though I want it mentally, it's still not there physically. So I'm just like, I guess I got to let it go.
Same thing with me. I ate one yesterday, not yesterday, day before yesterday. And I was like, ugh. So this is the decision. After I ripped it off, I left it there. I gave it to one of the boys. They got high metabolism. They can handle it, right? They can eat 16 hot dogs in one sitting. You know what I'm saying? And I thought about it. And I came up with the craziest decision possible, Law. You're going to love this. It's your use. I ordered it from your person. I got this vegan toothpaste. And it doesn't matter. It could just be toothpaste for y'all. I got this vegan toothpaste. Got it from Law. And I said, every single time I want to eat something stupid, I'm going to go brush my teeth. That's what I said. I said, I'm going to brush my teeth. I did it this morning. I brushed my teeth, and I had this craving. So I went and brushed my teeth again. Like right now, I have an extremely strong taste of toothpaste in my mouth, and no one likes that. But you know what people don't like the most? Is eating, like brushing your teeth and then drinking orange juice. Who likes that? Nobody. Nobody. Brushing your teeth and eating sugar. Nobody likes that. Toothpaste before you eat anything makes it taste like garbage, right? And that little bitty decision has everything to do with my health, as Phil said, and prosperity. That's where I'm at now. I am going to consistently, with strong intent, brush my teeth. So if I eat it, Jerome, I'm gonna pay for it. It's gonna taste like a sofa couch or something, right? It's gonna be nasty. It's gonna be nasty. Now, apply that to your business. If every time you don't do content, go do something you don't like. Like, punish yourself. Who's that? Oh, go ahead, Carol.
Yeah. So what's actually craving the sugar is the bacteria in your gut. Okay, so they're actually causing you to want that. They're actually telling you, go get that for me, because that's what I want to feed on. And that's why you have that urge that is so strong. So when you have that, you know that there's a lot of bacteria in your gut that needs cleansing. So it's time to really cleanse out that colon, and you'll start feeling better. And then if you start less sugar, and less bacteria in the colon that's calling for it, you'll start not to crave it.
That makes good sense. Makes good scientific sense. Good thing for me is I got super little sugar in my body, if any now. I used to be strongly addicted to it. But I fooled around on my son's birthday and ate a piece of cake, Jerome. And just like a recovering drug addict. Right? I missed that.
Yeah, you can get stevia.
Uh-huh.
People on the call to replace the sugar, start replacing with stevia. And then you can get bags of stevia mixed with like monk fruit to cook with, like to bake the cake and those sort of things. And the gut health is everything. It's the gut brain connection, your gut and your brain. That's the connection. So all the bacteria is in the gut and then the brain connection. Someone good on gut health is Dr. Josh Axe. And I've been following him for years. I get his bone broth. I have containers of that, you know, the vanilla you can mix in your coffee, and, you know, you can make all kinds of soups and everything with that. But he's the expert on gut health, along with many others. Josh Axe, and I believe it's AXE. So, you know, if you don't have your health, you know, you have to have your health first. And during this crisis, we have to make sure we take care of our health even more so. Mental health, physical health, all of that, so that we can do the things that you're saying to do. We can do the things that we know we need to do. Because when you feel better mentally and physically, then your mind is clear and you're going to produce the things that you need to produce.
Amen to that. That's all facts. Focus on all that stuff. Mental, physical, all that stuff. I want y'all to apply all this fantastic knowledge to your business. Seriously, the fight should be for wealth.
That's the next course.
That's the next course. Good stuff. Yeah, it should. Seriously, you need to punish yourself or promote yourself or reward yourself. Whatever works for your vibration, you need to do that. I'll give you another example. I eat once a day, and I drink way too much water. And just drink. And here's what happens. Sometime at night, since I'm not eating, like Kara said, the gut stuff, my tongue gets all clammy. And I realize, oh, I'm not craving. I want this taste off my tongue. Think about that. So instead of going and wipe it off with sugar, I just go brush my teeth again. I'm 5-6 times a day brushing me. I'm gonna put it in my mouth until I don't want nothing else. Now think about this, because I'm not talking about food or toothpaste. I'm talking about your business. Look at how much thought I am putting into doing dumb stuff. Think about that. You should have equal, if not more, thought of doing dumb stuff in your business. What's dumb stuff in your business? Not posting content. Not being a personal brand. Not shooting that video. Not writing that chapter. Not putting that book out. Not cold calling. Not warm calling. Not responding to that comment on your page. Not posting every day to your social networks. That's all dumb stuff. So the next time you say to yourself, I know I should make a post today, but as soon as you say that, but I want you to focus on wealth and get around that but. Here's a few buts. I know I should put, I'm just going to talk about what bothered me, y'all, when I was trying to build my audience. It's probably going to hit you, but it's just too real for me. I mean, the first thing I said was, well, they're not going to pay attention to me. Then I said, well, how can I say this? I'm going through a divorce. How many of y'all did that before? Yeah. You knew this was the right thing to say, but you talked yourself out of it because what you was going through, help me somebody. All that's dumb stuff. It is. It is. You do not look at gold, know it's gold you're about to post, and then look at yourself and think you're any less than that gold you're about to post when the gold flowed from you. Michelle in chat said, I realize that now. Yep. That's how I got it. Then it flipped, Jerome. Once I got over that, it flipped. Post, and I started looking at them likes. Ooh, I'm talking to somebody. I started looking at the likes. And I didn't put my self-esteem into the likes. I did something even worse. I put in my head my business effectiveness into those likes. That's what I did. Put my business effectiveness into those likes.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I ain't the only one. Yeah, I mean, you know, myself saying, that's cool. Okay, I must not be doing it right. They must not. I'm just making all sorts of stuff up in my head. My business. One like, oh man. Then when I got over that, Jerome, then I found another way to be dumb, because I started to look at how frequent the likes would come in. So if it went an hour with no likes, oh man, I deleted. I would text my friends, hey, go like this post for me. You know, anything like that, right? Just, you know, just all sorts of stuff. Chris put in chat, I just act like Gary V versus cussing me out if I don't post. Yes, yes, Gary V is cussing you out. Yes, you should. You should. You should. Definitely. Then, after I got over the frequency of the like, this is what I did. I started a fan page. Simone, I did all the right stuff. I said, you know what? I know I need a business page. I know I need one. I'm going to start it. And just like a small business person, I had these grandiose expectations. I got 5,000 friends. I'm going to invite all my friends and all 5,000 go like my page. Nope, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. And I know I ain't the only one. If I... Simone's like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Didn't have it. I didn't have it. 45 new likes. All right. 45. That's a good start. Then what I did, I got mad at them friends. But come on, man. We friends and y'all not going. Okay. All right. I ain't worried about the algorithm. I ain't worried about somebody logged in or not. I'm making every five. Please notice everything I've said so far, y'all, ain't got nothing to do with Will. Nothing. But it dominated my thoughts and my day. Like, think about this. I am still on the one point. Everything I'm saying so far is not me focused on wealth. It is a peripheral battle. Mm-hmm. I didn't make one phone call worried about them likes. Nope. Didn't try to get me one speaking engagement worried about them likes. Not one. Here's the crazy thing. When I was worried about those likes, all I did was worry about those likes. That's the human brain. When I'm in the middle of this, all I'm doing is the middle of this. I am on the call with y'all right now. I'm not jogging. It's impossible. Right? I'm not somewhere else. I can't. I can only do what I'm doing right now because the human brain says, this is what you're doing. You got to be present because only the moment is the present. So when I was worried about my business self-worth or all that stuff, I was never worried about prosperity. You getting the point here? Never posting, never calling. I didn't do anything possible. I didn't build no landing pages. I didn't redo no research. How many of y'all, be honest, you don't have to answer out loud, but if you want to, you can. How many of y'all talk yourself out of posting content?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For any reason. Yep. I can see a few of your faces. Like, yep. Yep. Don't do that. Don't do it. Post it anyway. Somebody is going to like it. Period. You're a likable person. You actually have people who vibrate at your frequency. You're Think of the worst person on planet Earth, whoever that is. This doesn't matter. Just think of that. Whoever you think is just should not be. You know what? Let's make this more emotionally charged. Let's make this more. Let me offend some of you. Then I know you're listening. Think of the worst government leader, past or present, on planet Earth. Worst king.
They love Hitler.
I'm saying. Hey, all right. Hitler, even though Stalin killed way more than Hitler, no doubt, right? Hitler, think about this. Hitler had a fan base. Give me somebody else. Don't matter. Whoever you say, I'm going to say X had a fan base. It's true. Even Judas had a fan base. It's true. Pick somebody. Say Trump, fan base. Say Obama, fan base. No matter what you say, everybody is following somebody. Post your content. There, you already have a fan base. You're not tapping into your fan base because you're talking yourself out of your wealth. Boy, I just made a strong point there, Carol. You're talking yourself out of your wealth.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. So here is what, thank you. Here is what I'm going to do. I have decided 2020, this is crazy, y'all. This is crazy. I've decided, and I want at least one person to steal from me. I decided in 2020, I am going to post more content than anyone else on the planet. I have recently decided this decision. I can tell you what I did. I did it less than 48 hours ago. Less than 48 hours ago. I don't care their budget, Chris. I don't care their fame. Just pick. They can have a million gazillion followers. They would not outwork me. Oh, shucks. All right. I'm not saying nothing else for the rest of this call, but this one point. Forget. I thought, I was hoping y'all would have. It's only forget. I got other stuff. Forget all that. You would not outwork me in 2020. In the hood, they say, I put that on my mama. Okay. I don't care who it is. Nobody is going to out-content me in 2020. Now, you're more than welcome to take this challenge and say, I accept, Antonio, you're not going to outpost me. And I completely understand that. And we're going to rise each other together. You got to say it? No. I'm going to try to get close. No, you're going to dominate is what you're going to do, Michelle. You're going to dominate. You're going to succeed and beat me is what you're going to do. Listen, no one's going to out-content me. I've decided to do the craziest thing on planet Earth. You know, I didn't think about that, Chris. So I do a lot of stuff. I'm about to do all of it. Satish, cut your camera on. I'm fit to say something to you. I'm fit to tell you what I'm doing, and I want you to feel this energy, okay? I want you to feel this. You got a beard now? What's going on? Look at that. It looks good.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you look like you're from Texas. You just, yeah, we just need to put a toothpick in your mouth and you look like you're from Texas. That's what I'm talking about. All right. I've decided to do this. Phil say he's got a beard going in there. I've decided to do this. Besides all my business content, Justin, all that stuff, I'm going to write one song a day for the next 365 days. And I'm going to repost it. And I'm going to show me on camera doing it. I'm going to do that. Period. I am a gifted songwriter. It's just something I've always been able to do. And I am going to do one song a day. So if you saw what I did yesterday, I already got the next one. It's already done. And Deanna, are you available to talk? Let me see. I just heard you text me. Let me see. Unmute when you can. All right. I know she was driving. Let's get this new. See, he feeling me, Justin feeling me, singing in the background of my Gina voice. Kiara, I'm gonna do one song a day. You know how hard that is? That's insane.
I write music. Yes, it's very hard.
It's very hard. It's insane. That is absolutely insane. But I'm gonna do it. I am. And let me tell you what I did. I'm going to tell you what made me come up with the idea. Y'all supposed to be stealing from me. I'm going through TikTok, and I remember telling somebody, just go through TikTok for 30 days. I think that was Pam Norris, you know, download everything, consume it. I'm going through TikTok, and I'm trying to figure out, man, how can I use this TikTok like nobody else is using it? This is what I'm thinking. How can I use it like nobody else is thinking, using it? And I'm thinking, man, I don't know. And I've been thinking that. And then it dawned on me two days ago. You know what? I could just murder TikTok every day. How about that? How about I just do it every day? Actually, start out, I said once a week. That's what I said first. Once a week. And then my competitiveness said, well, maybe twice a week. And then I sat on that. And I said, well, you know, let's just do it every day. You know you're crazy anyway. Just like that. Take it to the limit one more time, the Eagles. Think about that, y'all. That's what I'm gonna do. So at the very least, I'm gonna force Oh, that see that you see that comment? It says you have helpers. That comment, see, that's so watch this. That's why I want to. So Deanna, as soon as you're ready, I'm so glad that happened. Soon as you can. Let me see if she. I'm gonna try to call her real quick. Tell her hurry up. Hold on, y'all get to hear me call. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. Get ready, Jerome. Watch this here. Get ready. I'm telling you. Nobody's going to outwork me. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, Donald Trump, Mary J. Blige, Madonna. Ain't nobody outworking me. Nobody. It's just not going to happen, all right? It's just not going to happen. I told Deanna yesterday, well, I'm going to wait, because I want her to set this up. So I'm going to make sure that that happens, plus business, plus sales, plus marketing, plus everything, plus this, plus the content I'm already doing. Why? Because I said, if I die this year, at least I died empty. I'm going to make 2020 the first year that I could ever possibly say that 100% of that year I focused only on wealth. Okay, Deanna, you there? No.
Yes, sir.
Turn it back on. You had it all pretty.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right, now. I said, hey, come over here. She didn't know what I was doing. Of course, she's happy.
No clue.
All right. Tell us how I unfolded real quick, because I have a point here.
Okay, so he's like, hey, come over here. I have an idea. And I was like, he said, I need to record something. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, wait, no. He said, no, never mind. I'm going to have to do this. I need to figure out how to do this by myself.
Boom. You nailed it. You slam dunked it, Kobe. Thank you. You ain't got nothing to say nothing else. Listen, y'all, when I said I was going to do one song every single day, I told her, come over. And I said, you know what? No. She said, nah, you know, I'm ready. I said, no. I need to figure out how to do this 100% by myself. Because we're already 100% quarantined, all that stuff. Don't know what's going to happen. But I need to be able to move at my speed. I need to be able to push myself. I need to be able to do this 100% by myself. So it looks like I got helpers, which I do. I do. Remember two things, I'm going to get Jerome. Remember, I started this off with no help. Okay, I started this off by myself. And then I found Timbers in 2011. And then 4 years later, we found Grace and Deanna at the same time. That's how they work. But I said, I'm going to do this without help. Because this goal, I need to be able to do it. It's for me. I'm pushing myself. And I don't want to use anyone as an excuse for why I didn't get it done. Go ahead, Jerome.
I just want to let you know that I don't like you. Okay.
I do that a lot.
I do not like you, Mr. Smith. And the reason I do not like you is when I got to go visit my nephew in Iowa for 20 days, I ended up writing a book. And not only did I write a book for in that 20 days, I wrote a poem every day I was there. And when I got on the plane and came back here, I asked myself, what just happened? If you can write a book in those 20 days and write a poem every day, what happened all those days before then? But here's the deal, and this is why I don't like you. Because I promised myself that I was...
Get them, Lord. Get them, Lord. Uh-huh.
promised myself that I was going to, at a minimum, write a poem a week when I came back, at a minimum. Hopefully three times a week. That's what I said. And when I got back here, I did not fulfill that. I did not do that. But when I left there, I knew that the ability to do that was not an issue. And the reason I knew it wasn't an issue is because I counted, Microsoft Word counted those, that book. It was over 27,000 words that I wrote in those 20 days. And the poems were like, they were just, some days I write three poems, okay? And then I skip a day and then write, you know, and I'm sitting there going, where was this before? And then here I've come back. Didn't do it. And didn't tell anybody. And then hear you today open up your mouth. I do not like you. Okay. And that's all I'm gonna say.
Good. Get them, Lord. Get them. Convict them.
Jerome, he already told you yesterday you was in greatness.
I know.
Yep. So there you go.
That's why I don't like him. I don't like that guy.
Antonio, I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm going to make a deal with you because you're making all this music stuff, right?
Yep.
And my son, Jay, who's applying for one of the positions with you, is a musical arrangement. He writes music. He does videography and all that stuff. But I sing. So I'm going to make a deal with you. If you make some music at least once a week, I'll do one of those songs.
Good stuff.
Hey, Jerome.
I'm scared to death of this because I never did anything like this before. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm saying it here because
hold accountable. Yeah, it's recorded. Yeah, that's it. We can't wait for it.
Exactly.
Can't wait for it. Good job, Kara. Good job. Go ahead, Phil. Go ahead, Phil.
Jerome.
Yes.
You can like him. It's his behavior that you don't like.
Don't make it worse, Phil.
I do that a lot. Let me tell you. I'm so polarizing.
folks, and by the way, I sent him an email last night.
And you said
one of the things I said in the email, I sent him a text last night. Oh. And one of the things I said to Antonio is that not only do I need to listen and pay attention, I need to execute. So, yeah, that's why I opened up my mouth and put it out there because I know that what I just said wasn't just for me. It was for somebody else. I don't know who it was because I didn't want to be honest about it. but I couldn't help it. So thanks, Antonio.
Ideas.
Go ahead, Phil.
Ideas are a dime a dozen. It's the people who put them into practice who are priceless.
Boom. Y'all, I decided, this is, the punchline is, I decided in 2020, no one's gonna outwork me. Nope. And that's a tall statement because there are people with 60 person crews. Donald Trump could just say something and that's content. His position just allows him to say something and it would be content. You understand? That's a TV interview. That's a blog. It's something. And I'm telling you, I'm going to out content him. Go ahead, Phil.
You already outwork his lazy butt.
I am absolutely going to out content everybody. Every single person. Because what I'm going to do, I want to set up that's not even what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about when this is over, whatever that is. Doesn't matter when, you know, and I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about the restoration of all jobs lost in all nations. So we're talking about a long recovery. I want people during that process
to be Googling me. You understand? This is my thought process. But when it's over, I want the internet to have said, I know you were searching for Jerome, but this Antonio guy got so much content up here. We showed you Antonio too. It's like, I want the internet to have no choice. If Jerome said my name one time, I want the internet to find it and say, we showed you Jerome. You may also like Antonio, right? Like, just content. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Imagine.
Every hashtag should lead to you.
Come on now. You talking over there, Carol. You are speaking my ego's language. Yes, you are. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, here's the process that I thought about. I'm looking out all last week. My team's doing a fantastic job. Like, Reggie is, he's actually doing something for his sobriety right now. And I bring it up because we try to shout out his sobriety as much as we can. And Grace is taking him. They're doing some fantastic stuff for the sobriety. He's such a magnetic character. He's getting a lot of notoriety for how good he's doing. So he's doing something there. And I'm noticing all last week that my people were doing a good job, but they weren't doing a good job for their prosperity for themselves. There's a big difference. It's a big difference. There's a huge difference. I'm not even saying it was working for me. I'm saying you got to be so in tune with your star player, as Cat Williams would say, that you need to say, no, as often as you can. No, I won't eat that. No, I'm not watching that. I can't tell you how many times I walk around, I put in my headphones because something is distracting me. If I told y'all how many books I've read since quarantine, you wouldn't even believe me. Just know that there's not a day that has gone by that I have not completed at least one book, that's print or audio. There hasn't been a day that's gone by where I have not completed at least one book. Now I've gotten, I've got three main phones. One is for India. Shout out to Satish for making that happen. And I've got these two here. Now, the books wasn't fast enough for me, Jerome. This is honest to God truth. What happened, Steve, is I start reading the books. And when you read that many in such a short time, information starts to repeat itself. So I'm like, man, I gotta do something else. I gotta do something. I gotta figure it out. I love podcasts. So I've divided my two phones up with podcasts, but it depends on my mindset. This has a certain mindset. We won't even talk about this one. This one, irrelevant. This one has only, I did it so good that I went and even decluttered Deanna's podcasting. This only has 5 podcasts on it. This one got like too many. Okay, too many. This one just got 5. I went picked the most, I said, what are the most 5 things that are going to push me to $100 billion as far as my awareness perceives it right now? It's a podcast on here called, it's about technology. It's everything new in technology. I get daily updates. It's called Tech Me. It's kind of designed for your ride home. You can kind of see it. Tech Me. Okay. I got Abraham Hicks. She is the only person of spiritual person development on this. It's just one. I got one per category. I got Gary V. I'm sorry, I got four. I got Gary V. And I got Jordan B. Peterson, psychology. If you don't know who Jordan Peterson is, you should. And all I do is I rotate my mindset from books to podcasts to my dreams. I can tell you for sure there is about 98% of my day accounted for towards my $100 billion. There's about 2% that's not. And I'm working on that. I just don't know where it's at. It's in my blind spot. I don't know where it is. It's in my blind spot. I need to, you know, somebody's got to tell me. You know, I need something bad to happen so I can see it, right? It's in my blind spot. It's in my blind spot. My 11-year-old came up to me yesterday and he was saying something. And I'm in the middle of my thing. I'm doing this so much that they are adopting my habits. And I didn't even know it was happening until they already act like me. So God bless the world. It's, one Antonio is enough. I mean, you know, I don't. So, my fault. And I gave y'all two more. My fault. But he's playing this video game. It's called NBA 2K. He's 11. Now, on NBA 2K, you, Aiden. Is Aiden up? Probably not. He probably asleep. He puts it on Hall of Fame. Hardest level possible. Hardest level possible. All right? Hardest level possible. No one wants to play on Hall of Fame because we like winning, right? And if you don't win, it pisses you off. I don't really know. I was looking for a more studious word, but that really is what it does. So you put on Hall of Fame, and you got to go through this learning curve of getting your face beat in 30-something games before you just start dominating. It's hard. It's just incredibly hard. He saw me, I was playing, I put on Hall of Fame, I said, man, buddy, I'm getting ready to go to the park. It's got this online community, it's called The Park, the Rec Center. And he saw me put on Hall of Fame, and I had an A+, and he was just wild by that. Yesterday, he calls me in his room, said, Daddy, look, I got 110 points on Hall of Fame. Never done that. Then he went to the online community because remember, he wants to be a big gamer. That's all he wants to be is a big gamer. He goes to the online community and he gets into the rec center, which is part of the game. It's just this is all online, the best players of the world, the worst players of the world. It's a mixture of them. He gets in there and he drops 47 points online and gets an A+, which is near impossible. That's almost impossible to do. Because you're playing with four other people, that means you either have to completely ball hog and do that, and then everyone will quit, or you're just so much on fire, everyone's just passing it to you, because if they pass it, they get points too and all that stuff. And here's what happened. This boy, in 2 weeks, somehow, then got better than me at the game that I just taught him how to play, and I've been playing it for the last 3 years. Because I always tell him, dominate. I don't care, whatever it is. If you're going to lose, you dominate losing, right? Like, whatever it is, I say the same thing all the time. They get tired of me saying it. I tell them, don't be a sore loser. And don't be a sore winner. I'd say both exist, right? When you win, don't make people feel bad because you won. That's sore winning. right? And don't be a freaking sore loser. I tell them all the time. So now, according to NBA 2K for Xbox, his ranking, and they got the, he's one of the best players in the world. He's 11 years old.
Antonio, ask him what his strategy was to beat you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask. Probably beating his daddy face in. Right?
Can I ask something?
Yes, sir.
I feel like that's a whole life lesson.
That's why I said it, sir.
And I've been making myself do that often. It's like a lot of most people rather have things that they can easily overcome, but you don't actually become better unless you go through challenges and struggle. It's like nothing different from going in the weight room or any part of life. When you get challenged against, let's say, an opponent, things like that, it forces you outside of your comfort zone to start figuring things out. And then once you figure it out, then you start dominating. But a competitor, and I'm going to use, like, for example, like, let's say Jordan, he will find like the next hardest thing because in his competitive nature, he doesn't just want to settle. It's like, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? But as you keep doing that over and over again, that's how you get better and better. Never compromising or settling just over just one victory. You're always looking for something more.
Well, that was better than anything I could have said. I'm telling y'all, let's land the plane. Like, receive this in all your spirits. I told this man, talking about my son, he's 11, he'll be 12 on Halloween. His birthday's on Halloween. I told him, don't let nobody outplay you in this game. This is what I told him. I said, now, I don't mean effort. I don't mean talent. I said, if they plan, you need to play. When they sleep, you need to be up. If you want to be best at this game, nobody needs to outplay you. The same way I'm telling y'all, no one's going to out-content me. It's the same way I told an 11-year-old kid, no one better out-content him in that game. Now, I can tell you for sure, and the last thing I told them about the game, I said, because typically a new game comes out in about August, and if you're good at this one, you're going to be good at the next one, and you're going to start off, everyone's going to be even again, and you're going to start off with that skill set, and no one's going to be able to beat you, and you need to get one of the top-ranked people and get on 2K TV. Y'all have to know what that means. Just know it's the big deal. Just like that. Go ahead, Michelle. I saw you unmute your mic. Michelle? There you go. I can hear you now.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was not done on purpose.
No worry. We just glad you went in the restroom, you know. Go ahead, Phil.
Antonio, I want to encourage everybody for tonight to be on the call and to get a couple of their friends to be on the call, because it's going to be a special call. I've been reading the book by Michael Burt, Inside the Mind of a Monster. And here's how he defines monster: a legendary creeper that dominates, where'd we hear that word before? The market. He really has broken down how you can take this path of going from a basic skill and then layer things on top of it to get to where you're going. And we're going to cover that tonight on the call. So be on the call. And if you have somebody you think could be valuable, get this information, have them on the call, because I promise tonight's going to be a special night.
So all of you, we got...
That's perfect, Phil. That's perfect. I'm so happy.
Deanna, I'm going to take a screenshot of my screen as I see it. Just make sure everyone here gets that information, and then of course, you know, you can make it public. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let nobody outwork you. I am going to out-content everybody. It's personal. And I'm going to have a problem if you out-content me. Antonio, hold on, let me end with that. Charmaine, go ahead. I saw you put your hand up. Let me go ahead. We'll be out of here less than five.
That was an accident. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. Probably Michelle too's accident. Michelle, you want to say something this time?
Yes.
All right. So you went now. Okay, go ahead. She's out the bathroom now, y'all. She's out the bathroom.
No, I just got in from work. I was coming in the house. It's funny that that this was the topic of conversation today, because Antonio, you know how I've been pushing. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. So today I will get no sleep at all. For the next 2 days, actually. I work because of working overnight, got off this morning. I actually have finance to do in between. I go back this evening, tonight, go back in the early, early morning, and then signings and stuff. So I'm steady pushing, and that is my thought. I got to get it by any means necessary. I got to do it. So that is the topic of conversation actually was just like literally right on time, on point.
Good. That's the universe talking to you. Listen, I don't care if y'all get 8 hours of sleep. You can get 10 hours of sleep a day. Take all the sleep you want. But when you wake up, you need to have maximized, sustained, consistent energy towards your wealth. Period. If you sleep 6 hours a day, do not sacrifice your sleep. You do what you want. But when you're up, nobody shall outwork you. Nobody shall outwork you. Antonio, it's no competition. It's my last thoughts. No competition, Antonio. It ain't no competition. I'm not telling y'all I'm competing with y'all. I'm just telling you, you bet not compete with me. Because you're going to activate even more of what's going on in my head. I'm not looking at nobody. I ain't worried about nobody. But if I see you in my reality trying to outrun me on this treadmill, I'm going to die before I let you out-content me. That's my mindset. Period. Those who are obsessed with that kind of greatness get it. That's Think and Grow Rich. That's Jordan, Kobe, I believe, is what Chris put in the chat. This is what it is. And I'm so glad that I figured out how to do it all myself yesterday, because Deanna had an emergency today and she's not available. So now I got to get it done. You understand what I'm saying? I got to get it done. Don't let anybody out-content you. That's my media. Antonio T. Smith Jr. You can't plan better. You can dominate. All right, everybody. Don't forget to see you on the call with Phil and Susan. Get money and have fun. Have fun, get money. We'll see you on the call. You'll get the information. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Love you more. See you next time, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.